Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Addy with your 8 AM Zedlines. In local news, hundreds of new hospital beds across regional Queensland face delays after an independent review found Labor's $9.8 billion hospital expansion plan could have cost up to $17 billion. The LNP government will now redesign several key projects in Toowoomba and Bundaberg, moving all services to new sites to avoid costly dual campus models. The review also flagged underfunding and planning flaws in Mackay and Townsville. Health Minister Tim Nicholls says the revised plans will still deliver new facilities. The prospect of running a second hospital forever versus having it for a shorter period is a much better outcome, he said. In national news, a 38-year-old man has been charged over a major data breach involving the New South Wales Online Registry Court website. Police allege nearly 9,000 sensitive documents, including domestic violence orders and affidavits, were unlawfully downloaded between January and March. Cybercrime detectives from Strikeforce Amherst arrested the man at a Maroubra property, seizing two laptops. He faces multiple charges, including accessing restricted data and using a carriage service to menace or intimidate. New South Wales police said the breach was traced to a registered user account. "We identified the source of the compromise," detectives confirmed. The man was refused bail ahead of court. In international news, President Donald Trump has today accused Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky of thwarting a US-mediated peace plan between Russia and Ukraine. Reportedly, Ukraine was unwilling to sign over a clause that would legitimate Russian control over the Crimean Peninsula. Crimea was illegally seized by Russian forces in 2014, who occupied the region to the chagrin of the Western powers. Many experts suggest that any way of legitimizing Russian rule in Crimea would imply that nations can change their borders through military means. For his part, Zelensky's proposed an unconditional ceasefire, although both Russia and the US remain unresponsive to the idea. US Vice President J.D. Vance himself warned both sides that the US would walk away from this process if their peace proposal failed. For your weather today, Brisbane's sunny with some slight fog. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all you need for 8. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.